Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are so excited. This show actually has been months in the making.
Yeah.
And here's the deal.
Let's be honest, okay?
I had an idea.
Yes.
Because I am constantly surrounded by my friends and family, and like everyone I know is obsessed with the Real Housewives.
And we all know who they are.
Because it's a cultural phenomenon.
That's exactly
it's
what it is.
It's in every city. It's taking over the world.
Right? But
I have a confession to make. I am a Real Housewives virgin. I have never seen an episode. I don't know anything about anyone. And I wanted to remain green and unseen for the sake of this show. So that what if maybe, just maybe,
yes,
the Housewives could come here and teach us,
yes, us,
about all their phenomenon in pop culture and who they are and why they matter so much to so many people.
Because if we fall in love with them in person, maybe we'll be in and watching it and obsessing about it like you all are. Everybody, Real Housewives fans, get ready to freak out.
I'm freaking out already.
Please welcome Kyle Richards, Melissa Gorga, Dorinda Medley, Gisele Bryant, and Ashley Darby.
Actually have history because we were both child actors. Yep. We have grown up in and around each other.
We have. I remember our moms used to take us out to dinners with them all the time.
Yes. Yes.
And
when we were kids
and it was back in the days where there wasn't paparazzi like there is now.
Those were such good times. They
simpler.
Were great days. They were simpler times,
yes.
Actually. Yep. Now, Dorinda, what was a reason that you felt like, I'm gonna jump into this?
In the beginning.
I kind of was on the show off and on because all the girls that were on New York were friends of mine. So I kind of dabbled in it. I would show up in the background in parties and stuff, but I was married to my husband. It didn't work out. My daughter was at private school. And then, as everybody knows, my husband passed. Hannah went to college all in one year.
Sorry.
Yeah, and so I decided, Ramona Singer came to me one day and said,
Ramona.
Ramona.
I know.
Ramona's
Ramona.
The reason I'm on the show.
You guys, Chris.
truth. Well, that's really the reason. Ramona said, Dorinda, it's, you know, it's time for you to get, try to do the housewives. No more, you know, saying you'll do it, showing up in the background. And I thought, you know, why not? Hannah's in college. I'm not mom. I'm not a wife. I'm not a this. I'm just going to be Dorinda.
You. Yeah,
you're you know, just if people you. Like me, great. If they don't, that's fine. Great. Why?
But there, I have to ask, though, there has to be things that we have shared that maybe we regret sharing. Anybody?
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay.
So hindsight is so 2020.
Really?
It really
Thank
is.
You.
Okay. This season, I've had to deal with separating from my husband and just so much stuff. And it's not always stuff that... There's stuff that you put out there that you think, I wish I didn't put that out there. And there's things that you really don't have a choice when you sign up for something like this.
Yeah, so you, yeah. There's things you can't hold that back. You can't hide them from the camera.
Well, I don't have a very good poker face. And I've always been honest, you know, since I started the show. And my husband really wasn't ready to share. And we hadn't even shared with our children what we were going through. But the cameras were up and, you know, they could see right away that there was something off between us and... You know, I had to address it. I did. I think it was probably good for Mauricio and myself because we were having a hard time even admitting it to ourselves. But what doesn't help is the public weighing in and wondering about the whys, and they want answers because they feel like they've been following my life for 13 years now, and they are invested, and they, you know, have followed our story, and they're like, you know, they're a true love story. Now they want to know why exactly what happened, what created this, and. You know, it's hard to say, explain all of that. You can't really tell some, you know, the world, well, you know, this is exactly what went on, you know, even if you want to. And there's things about me, too. It's like, guys, I'm not going to keep it from you. I'm also trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure it out now.
And so. Ashley, you also have been going through stuff in a relationship under the spotlight. What are the pros and cons of that for you personally?
I've been doing this show now for 8 seasons. And I'm a bisexual woman. And I came out about my sexuality. And before, I had to reveal that my husband and I didn't have a traditional marriage, right? I didn't know how that was going to be received. I didn't know how my family was going to take that when they saw it. So I had to really prepare myself for that. But in response, the outpouring of women who said, I'm so thankful that someone said it so that then I can feel comfortable sharing my own story, that's been the most uplifting
thing. That's the best.
I'm curious about something.
Yeah.
You know, when you are being your authentic self and you're filming it and you know something is going to be shown, something that, you know, the public doesn't know yet, but you know because you shot it a while ago.
Yeah.
What is that feeling on the inside like?
Ooh, like a knot right in your stomach. You know it's coming.
Because and I wait for we get sent the episodes a couple days before they get aired to the world. And when that, and I'm just like cringing, like, please God, please God, please God. Because I know what was filmed, but I don't necessarily know what was edited out.
Yeah. Interesting. And what do you think when you see moments? Are you able to do some self-reflection? Because I think.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes. I'm sort of envious of you.
I think that's one of the biggest parts of all of it, because we do show the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Yeah. And we do need to be relatable because they show our affluent lives also, but they also need to show us as wives, as moms, as
humans.
That we do have struggles and we have insecurities and we might be glammed up a lot of the time, but we are insecure and have issues at home and we need to show all of that. And I think that's where the modern day woman, we're almost like a modern day soap opera.
Interesting.
Where we can, you know, let women at home that are watching relate to the things that we go to in our lives and just, you know.
Okay, we're gonna go a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we are gonna recap all of their favorite, delicious, salacious, sensational, fun moments that they've all picked as their favorite iconic scenes. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. We have seen some iconic moments from all of you.
Yes.
In fact, we actually asked you what you thought your most iconic moments were, and guess what? We have the clips.
Yes,
we have the clips.
See.
So up first, Melissa, walk us through what your most iconic moment on the show is.
I mean, for me, it's definitely On Display. It's a song that I wrote actually myself, but everywhere I go, everyone sings On Display to me. So it's just, it's become
iconic.
A thing.
Well, guess what? We have that clip right now, everybody. Roll it.
Making you look really good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's my iconic
moment. That's a good one.
All right. Next up, Dorinda, what is a moment that you chose?
Well, I chose Make It Nice. Because it
was... That's what people say to you all the time,
They say it to me. I can't go anywhere without people saying to me, are we going to make it nice?
Yeah.
So I chose it. It was one of our great trips. We go to my house, Bluestone Manor, every season. We would go to the iconic Bluestone Manor and do these shutted weekends. And I had worked so hard, and I cooked, and I cleaned, and I had decorated, and I made it nice, and all they complained. So I just said, I made it nice.
Oh, my God. We have to see this. Roll it, please.
Take a look. If no one can redeem themselves, then you all go home. I give you permission. All go home, because I decorated, I cooked, I made it nice. Nice. So go home, everybody. Go home.
That moment. Well, I relate. We could all have those moments if a camera was on us
absolutely.
At all times.
Absolutely. Kyle, do you have a moment?
Yes, I do. It's my party trick, and I just want to say that the reason that I do that continuously is because if I don't use it, I'll lose it.
And we have a clip
of that.
All right,
let's take a look.
We need splits. Can we do splits in that dress?
I'm trying.
You have to stay limber, right?
I have to stay limber, yes. I mean, if I stop doing that one day because, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, it could just go away. What would happen if that happened?
Oh. And the splits come in handy every once in a while, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, Giselle, what is the clip that you picked?
The cast was going to France, and they were being invited. We didn't know, but all the cast members were being invited by a mime. To welcome us to this France trip, mine.
Okay.
So I was having an iconic argument with Karen on the side of the road, and I thought the mime was homeless, so Karen and I wanted to fight the mime. It was bad. It was a scene.
It sounds entertaining. Let's take a look.
Who are you? All right, you got your 5 minutes of fame. You're good. I can't.
No,
I knew
sir.
You would.
No, sir. No. Stop.
Don't come over here.
Honey, why don't you sit right beside her?
No, so no, you can't. Sir.
Sit,
please.
Sit right with her.
I don't mean to be offensive, but
sit with her.
That is so funny.
All right, Ashley. What'd you pick as your clip?
So, one of our castmates, she would always say how she's the grand dame of Potomac, Karen. And so we devised this plan because we didn't think she really lived in her house, right? So we decided to deliver a pizza to her home.
Crazy.
And we all dressed up in costume.
Yeah, so that we wouldn't be busted.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
How many times did you ring the doorbell?
3 times. I figured. Choked on a hairball.
So you think she knows you were there?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Outrageous.
All right, we're gonna go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with so much more good stuff.
That
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, I'd love to ask each one of you, what has being a housewife taught you, Kyle?
Oh my gosh, that's a big question. It's taught me so much over these 13 years. It's taught me a lot about myself, you know, my relationships with people. Basically, I think, you know, what it's taught me is to speak up for myself, because I, as, you know, contrary to what you may say on the show, I was someone who never liked confrontation. So I have really found my voice over these 13 years, sometimes too much, but it has taught me a lot. And you do learn from seeing yourself in these situations, and you do grow and learn from your mistakes, hopefully, because I really did struggle with that for a long time, and I struggled with anxiety for so many years. And when I stopped drinking alcohol, it was just a choice. Like, I don't feel good when I wake up the next day, and, you know, gets me depressed. So with that came, like, my anxiety kind of went away, too. I don't know. I think it was just all came together at once. So I'm like, who knew?
That's
to be myself,
huge. You made all those changes. Yeah. That's huge.
That's great.
Fine.
And you've been through so much lately. Can I just ask, where are you now? Are you in a happy place? Are you good?
I'm in a happy place. Not the happiest place I've ever been, but I'm doing a lot better. We are doing better. And we're learning to sort of navigate this new normal. Mm-hmm. My husband and I are still under the same roof with our daughters, just different bedrooms, which feels very strange to share so publicly, but that's another part of doing what we do. And, you know, we're good. We don't fight or anything. We're never going to toxic couple, so...
Do you think you'll keep that living arrangement? And I ask as someone who has done nesting and tried different dynamics, and I'm in a co-parenting dynamic, and we've had a lot of togetherness, and you just keep doing what you think is right.
So we've kind of been, because we were fortunate enough to have other homes and sort of like, you know, moving around and keeping, you know, our daughters in the same house, even though three of them are adults, Portia's 15, but, you know, it's working for now. Obviously, it's not going to stay like that. It can't stay like that forever. And because of my kids' ages, it's not like they're toddlers. So, you know, eventually, you know, we'll figure it out and take it to the next step, whichever that step may be. We're still figuring it out.
Step by step,
step by
you will.
Step by step, yeah.
Thank you.
And love.
Okay, Melissa, what has being a housewife taught you?
I think it's taught me that everything, it's okay not to be perfect, and that everything can't always be perfect. I grew up in a house that wasn't perfect as a child, and I saw a lot of things as a child, and I thought that, you know, I always wanted my marriage to be perfect. And then as I got on this show, and, you know, there's a lot of public opinion on your life and people judging you and watching you, I've learned that it's okay to have a not so perfect life where you have issues and there's people judging you. And, you know, I've also learned to take constructive criticism really well.
That's and powerful.
It was
that
hard for me in the beginning.
To get there. Yeah.
Yes, that was hard for me. And now I feel 10 times more confident that way.
Dorinda, what has being a housewife taught you?
I think the thing that I've learned from being a housewife is that change is good. Like, I really didn't think after Richard passed and Hannah went to college that I'd have this whole new life and this whole new opportunity to meet so many wonderful people and be exposed to so many great opportunities. And you just have to, it taught me that you have to be open to change. You have to be accepting of change. And I've also kind of really, I'm proud of myself to say that, like, I have a voice, and I love that, and I never really knew I had that power.
Oh, awesome. Oh, Dorinda,
yeah,
that's
exercise.
Fabulous to learn that. That's great. Sal? All right, you've been on the show. You've seen yourself. What did you learn? What's your take?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You've been on the show, you've seen yourself. What did you learn? What's your takeaway?
You know, I started the show and I've lived my life thinking that the way I think and the way I feel is the way that everyone should think and feel, which is ridiculous. Mm. So I had to learn to accept people for who they are and accept people for their stories and their journeys, which I didn't think was a thing. And I realized that we're all different. And that's what makes us beautiful.
Mm. That's a really good, that's a huge life lesson. Yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And you don't get it until you get it, right? Yes. It's one of those things you learn along the way. That's the whole part of life and growing up.
That's that crazy Virgo in me.
And you were the baby on the show. You've been growing up all these seasons long. Yeah. So what have you learned about yourself? What have you are you reflecting on?
I reflect on a lot. I'm very introspective. Mm. Being that I started when I was first married, then I had both of my children on the show, then I got divorced on the show, I lost my business on the show. Like, I've been through so many things, ups and downs, that I really learned how to believe in myself. I felt like because I'm so vulnerable and because I'm just like a wild card that, you know, everyone just assumes that I'm gonna be okay, but that I didn't really feel it inside that I was going to be able to like bounce back and to be okay. Like, I'm gonna be all right. And that's been the biggest thing.
You know what, I have to say, I didn't know what to expect sitting here with you, but I really think you all put the real in Real Housewives. Aww. And this conversation has been so enlightening. Interesting insight you all have from seeing yourself and being vulnerable and sharing. So thank you for sharing yourselves with us for so long now on the show and sharing your insights with us about what that has been like. You know what it's like in the eye of the storm. Yeah. And it's fascinating.
Kyle and Melissa and Dorinda and Giselle and Ashley, thank you. This was like the most fun.
Yeah.
We have been looking so forward to this
Absolutely.
For months.
It was even better than I dreamed. Thank you for all being so fabulous. The current season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs Wednesday at 8 p.m. And the current season of The Real Housewives of Potomac airs Sundays at 8 p.m. And every season of every Housewives series is available to stream right now.
Stream it on Peacock.
You got it.
And everybody, we make this show for you as you guys make your show for everybody. So you just take it right with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.